option is to take advantage of some recent developments just in the last few days and to ask him to hold off until any announcement of this thing until Monday morning papers, or I've asked him, he's agreed to hold off until Sunday night. He's given me that much. You might be able to persuade him to hold off until Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning and have a quadriad meeting either at the ranch tomorrow or Monday, or if by any chance you're coming back, to have it Monday here, which would be a little more normal. At such a quadriad meeting, we could have a general review of so far as you wanted to reveal your own picture now, the budget situation that could be canvassed. We could consider these very news-making planned equipment estimate figures, which are going to be released next Tuesday or Wednesday, and will clearly spell boom to everybody. Boom getting out of hand, I suppose. And we could put through the quadriad meeting, which is already more or less in the public domain, that you're going to have one. We could put a patina, and that's all it would be, Mr. President, would be a patina of at least coordinated consideration of the facts up to date.
I don't think we ought to do that. That misleads them. I'll tell you what I think we ought to do. I think that you ought to have your experts working feverishly like a war emergency around the clock, like you did in the WPB, with the help of Gardner and Walter Heller and everybody that we know. Even get the Galbraith's ideas on everything that we can do to restrain these things, like postponing the excise tax reduction, like anything except raising income taxes, or maybe if we have to do that, we ought to also make us a case for how much is going to come out in Social Security and Medicare reductions, and build that up to where we can put the best case forward we can on what it will normally be with next January, with Social Security going into effect, Medicare and all that kind of stuff, there were withholdings next year. Then add to that things that we could do, like postponing these reductions, and anything else we could do, like postponing government expenditures that we normally encourage, domestic expenditures.
Stretch out.
Yeah, stretch outs like dams and things of that general type. But it ought to be almost a war program of that type. That's first, if I could get that prepared for me where I could point it up. Second, I would like to you to tell Schultz that by Monday morning, I wished he would have in my hand my instructions to him the other day to get that budget down under 110 and what he has to do that. That would be second. So I can start looking at it to see what I have to do to cut these agencies like Customs, Internal Revenues, Agriculture, all that went over, plus what I've got to do in the HEW field to give them less money next year than they had this year. So I can have that picture. The third thing I would say to Martin, that you told me that you, not positively, but that the New York Bank and the Chicago Bank is asking for this, and that you think they request they're asking for it, and that I have said that I don't know how this ball is going to bounce, but I felt, and we talked, that we would look and see what our budget was going to be, and we'd look and see what housing was going to do, and we would look and see, and then try to work together on it, and I'm getting all those things pretty well in hand where I'm in a position to present it to him. Now, the people haven't selected Hayes to run this country or Chicago either, and they are independent. And they can prove how independent they are if they want to, but I would hope that they wouldn't, he wouldn't call his board together and have a Biddle-Jackson fight. I'm prepared to be Jackson if he wants to be Biddle. Have a fight like that right now. I don't want that in public if I can avoid it, because like him, I don't want to really make do whatever Democratic presidents really had to do with business and with the backers. But I would like for them to just hold their potatoes. I'm sick. I've had an unusual problem. They ought to catch you flat of your back here in the early week in December before Christmas to get their pound of flesh when the budget's being made up. But if necessary, I will meet not only with him, but I meet with his Federal Reserve people to give them the other side of the coin. I could conceivably and might very well agree to this, and he might even advocate it if they give me a few days that I see nothing that is emergency in nature, that could, just because David Rockefeller hollers this or somebody else hollers this, that requires it until they know these other figures. If the other figures then do justify it, they've just got to have it all right. But I want him to know when he does it that I figure the gauntlet's been laid down if I don't have a chance to present my side of it. And I haven't felt up to it. I didn't sleep a wink night before last. Last night I had a good night. But I'm willing to meet with him Monday, with him and the Quadriad. I'm willing to meet with Chicago and New York, Hayes and his man, whenever he wants to, when you give me these other sides of the coin. I'm willing to do all these things. If not, I have figured out, I know none of you are going to agree with me, but I want to take the best man that I can pick in the Congress and the best I can pick in the executive, and I want to call them a task force. And I want the executive people and the private people to sit in as consultants to the congressional people and have a kind of a new TNEC. And I'll give you my ideas on it, but I think that we can take Douglas and Heller and some of the more unconventional thinkers and get the help of Mazie and Robertson and some of our people. And I think we need a new look at this whole financial structure of this country and see what we can do in the light of our balance of payments problem, in the light of our export problem, in the light of our money problem, in the light of our gold problem, and what it will wind up being, seeing whether Bill Martin's going to run the country. I do. That's going to be that net. But I'll have to have the Douglases and the Hellers and even the Gores and some of the good writers pave the way like Leon Henderson did TNEC for 3-4 months. And if it comes to that, we just got to get the best Federal Reserve man we can now for that third member that I appoint. We've got to look at who we might get off of there. If he wants his resignation, who we can get on there. If not, we've got to arm ourselves with the TNEC, not Patman, because Patman can't take on Bill Martin by himself. But I can, and I'm ready and willing, but I don't want to show my hand in public any more than I do aluminum. But I want him to know that this is it.
He's pretty cognizant of it, Mr. President.
I don't think he has, because I haven't dreamed of it myself very much.
I don't know, but he'd imagined it, and he knows he's mentioned his great concern. He told me this morning, he said, I don't believe it, but people have told me that I'm worth $1 billion worth of gold.
What does he mean by that?
Well, I think he means that, he just likes to get up and walk away from it and move out gracefully and have no problems and have no fight or no struggle and whatnot. But he just feels that if he left either in a big huff or without a big huff, that it would be damaging. He doesn't put that price tag on his own back. It's a funny thing. I wished you fellows, I could get you fellows together personally, and you could understand what's working on him. For the life of me, Mr. President, I can't make out a case to you as to why the hell he can't put this thing off. I mean, as I told you the other day, intellectually, the fact that the market is sagging, the bond market is sagging, and the markets are, as they say, are restless, and rumors are rife, all of that doesn't add up to me for a reason, as a reason for moving. And as I waited on the other side, to me, the rational thing to do is to wait. Therefore, it's hard for me to make out a case to you as to why you should have any sympathy with this position. And yet, I'm really persuaded that if the two of you got together, you might be able to do more with it than I have. I just don't know.
Well, if you'll get me the figures, I'm ready to meet with him half a day after you deliver them.
All right. Now, if we can get them and get them ready, you want to try...
I want every single argument you can make as to why we should not increase the discount rate before we have an estimate of our budget.
Right.
And I would say before January the 1st. We got to go up the 10th, but I haven't even met with him yet. And I told him, given him instructions to cut him down under $110 billion, but I don't know what's going to happen with it. That's number one. I want every single argument that we can have on that. I want you to say to him that I am ready to meet, that I've asked for some data from the economic counselor, Califano and others. You don't need to show your own hand. And that this is Friday, that you could come in Sunday, that you would suggest leaving early Monday morning. And that you have told me this about the bankers. I'd say I'd be glad to see them. That I thought we agreed that we would have another discussion about what happened to housing, what happened to defense, and what happened to balance payments and some of these other things, that we could see a little more clearly. That it may be very well that I would go along with the decision the 1st of January when we see these things, that if Hayes is going to take the ball away from us.
I've got that very clearly.
If Hayes is going to take it or Chicago is going to take it, people haven't elected them to do that, and in your judgment, it's something he ought to talk with Hayes so he knows the consequences of his act. But you know how important business confidence is, and in your judgment, they're not going to, that's going to hurt my pride and going to hurt my leadership and going to hurt the best champion business has got in this country, and it's going to be almost the tantamount to when Roosevelt quit his pledge to reduce the budget 25% and took over the New Deal. They're going to turn him around, and that's what he wants to do. Go on, do it. But you think that his alternative is going to cost the country more ultimately than it would cost them to go through the Christmas holidays, because I don't think they'll do this without our going back and looking at housing and expenditures as we said we would, and while I'm flat on my back. I just don't think that's good psychology, even if David Rockefeller is in a hurry to get higher aluminum prices and higher interest rates.
Right. Well, I'll go back at him on this base.
And we'll see him Monday. Or if he wants to, Sunday night. I think they ought to hold their horses. I may even agree, after I look at McNamara's figures and look at the rest of them, what they got to have, I may actually agree that it ought to be done when I hear his argument. But I think he ought to tell them that this is the way it ought to be done, because if they don't, I think that we're going to fire off for the rest of 3 years, and they're telling me,